HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India's tally of cases of the coronavirus disease has reached 2,26,62,575 as data from the Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare showed on Monday morning that 3,66,161 more cases were detected from across the country in the previous 24 hours. This is for the first time after 4 straight days that India's COVID-19 count has risen by less than 4 lakh fresh infections. In the same time period, 3,754 more people succumbed to the viral disease, taking the related death toll to 2,46,116. The country's daily death toll was more than 4,000 in the last 2 days. Deaths contribute 1.08% of the nationwide infection tally. India is the fastest country globally to administer more than 17 crore COVID-19 vaccine doses, the Union Health Ministry said on Monday. The country that is battling the world's worst outbreak of the deadly virus administered more than 17 crore vaccine doses in just 114 days, whereas China took 119 days and the United States took 115 days to reach the landmark. The world's largest vaccination drive has entered its third phase, where everyone in the age bracket of 18 to 44 years is getting inoculated. According to the Health Ministry, more than 2,46,000 beneficiaries in the above-mentioned age bracket across 30 states and union territories were administered the vaccine dose in the previous 24 hours. Congress President Sonia Gandhi on Monday said that the party has to take note of its serious setbacks in the recently concluded assembly elections across India, highlighting the fact that Congress failed to dislodge the incumbent governments in Kerala and Assam, and drew a complete blank in West Bengal. Gandhi said that she will set up a small group to candidly understand the underlying causes behind the party's dismal performance. These will yield uncomfortable lessons, but if we do not look the facts in the face, we will not draw the right lessons, she said in a CWC meeting. The crucial meeting of the Congress Working Committee, CWC, was convened to deliberate and introspect on the party's performance in the latest elections. The Delhi police have issued a lookout circular against Olympian wrestler Sushil Kumar in a murder case. Police teams are looking for Kumar and his associates since they allegedly beat another wrestler to death in Chhatrasal Stadium in northwest Delhi's model town past Tuesday. Earlier, the police said they have a video footage in which Kumar and others can be seen assaulting wrestler Sagar Dinkar and his friend Sonu and Amit Kumar. Police registered a case of murder and multiple teams of Delhi police are raiding areas in Haryana, Uttarakhand and Delhi NCR. The Criminal Investigation Department, CID, of the West Bengal Police has issued a notice to 4 constables and 1 inspector of the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, and a deputy commandant of the force in connection with the April 10th firing incident in Sitalkuchi in Cooch Behar district. They have been served notice under Section 160 of the SRPC and asked to appear at the CID headquarters on Tuesday. A special investigating team under Digsid Kalyan Mukhopadhyay has been formed to carry out the investigation in the case. The 5 people were killed at Sitalkuchi in 2 separate incidents on April 10. Himantar Biswa Sarma was named the next chief minister of Assam on Sunday and he will replace incumbent Sarbananda Sonowal to the top post. Sharma's name as BJP's legislature party leader was announced by Union Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar, who was appointed a central observer for the meeting along with party's National General Secretary Arun Singh. On Saturday, 2 main claimants to the top post, Sonowal and Sharma, were summoned by the party leadership to Delhi where they had several rounds of meetings with BJP National President JP Nadda and others. Both leaders returned to Guwahati late on Saturday night in the same flight.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.